Okay, so what are some other examples? Well, a classic one is the Tuskegee syphilis study. This was done in Alabama. What they found was a group of African-American males in a small Alabama town, and they gave them syphilis. They wanted to see what would happen, how the disease progressed over time. So they took individuals that did not have syphilis, gave them syphilis, and monitored it over time. They never told them that they had syphilis. Although they knew that they were sick, they never told them. And of course, ultimately, some of them died. I think all of them at this point are dead. Some of them finally have received some compensation from the federal government just of late. Okay. So again, what you're seeing here is, you know, we wanted to see what would happen with the disease. If we walked up to people and said, hey, let me give you syphilis, they're going to say no. Okay. So they went after a population that really couldn't protect themselves and conducted the study. Not great. All right. During World War II, they did the same kinds of studies on individuals in concentration camps. Again, a population that was being persecuted. They went in, did horrific medical studies on these individuals. The same kind of thing has been happening to prisoners over the years, where they go in and run medical experiments. Your book listed off one about children at Willowbrook Academy. Okay, so there's lots of studies out here. All of these tell us about, you know, we had a good idea, and basically we went after, you know, a section of the population that we felt like could handle that. And it's not fair, and we do take care of these individuals today with our concerns.